Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast, besties. Today is a beautiful Monday, and by beautiful, I mean that the sun was shining this morning and Peach is trying to chew on the cord for the microphone. We love that. It was a beautiful sunny morning, and now it is looking a bit overcast and gray, but we are also projected or expected, whatever the fuck you want to say, to have some snow. I actually looked on the weather forecast, as one does, and I saw that we were supposed to get an inch of snow today. I don't know if that means that I was supposed to wake up to an inch of snow, go to sleep to an inch of snow, and we were also supposed to get snow on, like, Saturday. The weather app said, oh, it's flurrying, bitch. I look outside, it was not flurrying. It was cold enough to wearing a hoodie and sweatpants and fuzzy socks and my Ugg dupes and my hood up was quite honestly just not enough, and my nose was burning. Everything was, you know, my bones were chilled. They were absolutely chilling. So, but we didn't get any snow. So, long story short, no snow. Haven't had snow in like a week, which, you know, is fine by me. But also, snow is just so beautiful to watch. Like, you know what I mean? Yes, you know what I mean. So, let's get into some updates. I definitely did not introduce myself, but hi, I'm Natalie. Welcome to my podcast. This is my baby. Thank you so much for tuning in. First and foremost, I hope everyone had a phenomenal last week ever since we had our little chit-chat. We are in our second episode of season 2, which just makes me so happy. I am so glad that we're all here together tuning in every single Tuesday. It is just such a vibe, you know? It's a vibe. So let's get into some updates. I am finally not sick. Now, I might sound a little nasally, raspy, congested, like I got hit by a truck, but I am not feeling the way that I felt a week ago or even 2 weeks ago, because last week, even though I didn't sound great, I felt like 90% better from what I was working with when I was sick. So thank you, Lord, for that, because that virus, I would not wish it on my worst enemy. I am back in my self-care era. Now, I am definitely someone that practices, well, I was going to say, I'm definitely someone that does not always practice what she preaches. I know what to do. I might get on my little soapbox and preach about this all day, up, down, left, right, that self-care is the key, which it is. But I do not always give myself the care and love that I truly know that I should be giving and that I believe everyone should be giving themselves. So what I mean by my self-care era as of right now is I'm really into my skincare again, which is something that for the majority of my life I've always been into, but I know that I am down in the dumps and on a slippery slope if I am not doing any skincare or just like cutting it short, because that is my absolute favorite way to just connect with myself and feel beautiful and just take that time to, you know, be one with myself. So my skincare game has been phenomenal. That's not me saying that my skin is phenomenal, but my skincare steps, my routine, everything, I've really been doing the most, which I love. And I have to say that I have been having crazy hormonal acne ever since like May. And it's so crazy because I posted a TikTok being like, when your skin has just been absolutely flawless and you know some shit's about to go down. Yeah, some shit has been going down since that post. I don't know if it was because we went to a music festival and I was quite literally covered in dirt from head to toe, which has never happened to me before. I was telling everyone in my festival group, I can't breathe. I can't go in any further. I can't be here because I literally can't fucking breathe. No one believed me until it was the end of the festival. The lights came on and everyone's like, Natalie, you are literally filthy. I'm like, okay, rude. And then I look in the bathroom mirror at the Airbnb. I'm like, guys, what the actual fuck? I am covered in dirt. Like, I don't know if that just got so submerged into my pores. And then from then on, my skin had just been fucking haywire. I doubt that's the reason, but, you know, I just like to say that it kind of jump-started the issues with my skin that I've been having. I've been back on my nail game. I was doing nails at home for so long, and then I finally got my first set of acrylics in so long. Well, actually, I don't know if they're even considered acrylics. I did the SNS dip with, like, extensions, and that was a little bit before Christmas, like, maybe 5 days before Christmas, the day before I flew out, which was, like, December 20th. So it's been well over 3 weeks. I need a new set, but sometimes I just don't want to sit in the salon for that long. I love getting my nails done. Like, when I'm there and they start doing it, I love it. I love how they look, and, you know, I'm usually that person that will take off my acrylics on my own. Like, I used to be someone that would fucking be so feral and just bite off my nails. If you hear some scratching, it's just Peach jumping up on the table and playing with her little string toys. But anyways, I used to be that girl that would bite off my acrylics, and oh my gosh, the amount of times I would actually split my real nail, trigger warning. But now I don't do that. I grew up, and I have better ways of taking them off other than that, because oh my gosh, once you split your nail, it's just the worst feeling ever. I'm sitting here having to give Peach offerings so that she will stop doing whatever she's doing. Anyways, so my skin, my nails, and I need to get into my hair game, because I've really been putting my hair through the most since last February, so almost a whole year, when I went hot pink again, chopped my hair and went light pink, and then went blonde, and then did like cowboy coppery, and now I'm kind of just slowly getting back to my natural hair, which I do have a hair appointment when this episode airs, so tomorrow, but when you listen to this today, at 4:15 p.m. I'm so excited. I'm not going to change my color. I might just try to get as close to my natural hair color as possible, which is like brown, kind of light brown. So I'm very, very excited for that, but I need to get into like hair oiling and all of the things, because my hair usually grows super, super, super fast, but obviously with all the bleach and everything that I put my hair through, she is struggling. I am back to my journaling and being a planner girly. If you would have told me, or asked me, I should say, 4 months ago, would you ever start journaling again? I would have been like, no. What's the point? Because I am someone that so very quickly can get into like a doomsday, like dissociative, like just like a really bad mental space, which I am working on. But I really believe that when you journal and self-care, it is easier to stay grounded and stay in a good mindset. So I've just been noticing, it's only been what? Today is what, the 15th that I'm recording this on? Yeah, I just had to look at my calendar. Yeah, today's the 15th, and I've been journaling for 14 days. I've been loving it. And even though it might feel kind of pointless in the end, it's just nice to get these thoughts out of my head, because like I said last episode, I am someone that I could be so exhausted, worn out, tired all day long, and then time to go to bed, the second my head hits that pillow, everything that I have ever thought, wanted to think about, wanted to do, have done, pops into the forefront of my brain, and I'm like, oof. Oof. So, yeah. That's why I think that journaling is very beneficial for me, because I can kind of just get those, some of the excess thoughts from my brain onto the paper and not think about it for a little bit. I did order pictures for my vision board. I have not completed my vision board. I feel like, oh my gosh, it's like 15 days in, girl, get your shit together. But you know what? We're working on my timeline. Not going to rush myself, not going to stress myself, because I was sick for like the first week of the year. So the pictures are ordered. I have to pick them up from CVS and then just put it together. And I'm so very excited. I will post a photo of my 2023 and 2024 board just to like compare and, you know, show the vibes. I am working on getting new cover art for the podcast very soon. I'm so excited. When I launch the podcast, obviously the cover art right now is the green, like mint green background with the pink phone, which I absolutely love the pink phone purse. It's like I actually do have it. I think it's so fucking cute, but my hair was hot pink, or no, it was light pink and short when we launched. So I'm trying to think of something like a cute, you know, vibe to create for the new cover art. We got a Switch last week on Thursday. We ordered the Switch and it came on Thursday. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I have been wanting a Switch for so long and it's just so fun and just healing my inner child because there's so many games on there from when I was a kid. It's phenomenal. The current games that I'm playing are Super Smash, which my 3.5-year-old nephew is so good at. It's so funny. And Super Mario, like the OG one from when I was growing up. Obviously, there's some modifications and like added things because, you know, it's 2024. Jumanji, and there's a few other games that like I did the free download for. And it's just so fun to browse a little Nintendo store and see what games are on there. I'm definitely going to get another game soon. I had literally, when I had a Game Boy, maybe it was my DS. It was either my DS or my Game Boy, but there was such a fun, like, Barbie game on there. I don't know. It was, like, so fun. I need to find something of that sort. Now, really quickly, I'm going to tell you guys all about my obsessions because I feel like that would just be a little fun segment to do every single week, like, my obsessions. So, starting off strong is JC and Leif, their pregnancy announcement. I fucking love JC. I am a huge What We Said podcast stan, and I am just so happy for them. They're just so deserving, and they deserve all the happiness in the world. I strongly recommend, if you haven't already, go check out her YouTube vlogs of just like her whole IVF journey. It is so heart-wrenching, but now that you know that like she's pregnant, it is just so, like, I've watched every single episode before even knowing that she was pregnant, and it really did just have me on the edge of my seat, and I'm just so excited for them. They are going to be such amazing parents. I don't even know them, and every single post that she has made of announcing that she's pregnant, I am literally just in tears, sobbing, showing my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm so happy for them. This is so sweet. I don't even know them, and I'm over here being so happy for them and like sobbing. It's just, they're amazing people. I just know it. I'm so obsessed with the Summer Fridays Mint Lip Balm. Oh my gosh. I want to try the other products and the lip oil, but the mint is chef's kiss. I strongly recommend everyone trying it out. The Tarte Peach Lip Mask, like the Awake Peach Lip Mask, is so good. It tastes like a creamsicle, and I just love it. And I'm also the poster girl for Dunkin' right now. Whenever I get my coffees, I've been going to Dunkin' for like the last week and a half, and oh my gosh. I was usually an iced coffee girly until I went on TikTok and I was like, okay, Dunkin' honestly can very easily mess up a drink, so I need to get the perfect drink that would be very hard to mess up. I've been drinking this for, like I said, over a week, and I have had no mess up. So this is what I get. Like I said, I used to be an iced coffee girly. I'm still an iced coffee bitch, but I get the iced latte. This is my order. I do it on the app or DoorDash. I hate going to a coffee place and ordering right in front of them because I'm always going to mess up. I always get the anxiety, and people are just like coffee snobs and whatever. So I got a medium iced latte with 4 pumps of the caramel swirl, 1 pump of the French vanilla, add milk, and like I said, I do this on the app or DoorDash. And I will always do regular ice. When I was first ordering it, I would do more or extra ice, but then I'm like, I want more coffee. You know what I mean? Okay. And if I get food there, I will get the mini hash browns, or I think they're just the hash browns. And bagel minis. Oh my gosh. This is such a fire combo. They have plain bagel minis and everything bagel minis. And shout out to Isabel Wallace. She is who inspired me for this. She posted a TikTok video and I saw her masterpiece. She took a bagel mini, ripped it open like you would a roll, and put a hash brown mini in there and ate it like that. Fire. Fire, guys. You need to try it. If I'm going to influence you for one thing, if you're going to be influenced at all this week, order that. You will thank me later. I promise you. That is everything for the weekly updates that I can think of that I wrote down. So let's just dive into today's episode. Alrighty, so today's topic is all about long distance, best friends, low maintenance friendships, everything of that sort. Most of my friendships at this point in time are long distance friendships just because I've honestly been through a lot of moves in the last 3-4 years, and I feel like I'm very well versed in this subject. So let me just give you guys my 2 cents, my input, basically my experience, how I manage this, and let's just, you know, have some fun with it. I truly believe that, okay, wait, actually before I get started, I need to give a shout out to my long distance and low maintenance friendship. So Sammy, Nicole, Edie, Carly, I love you guys so much. Now let's get started. I feel like these types of friendships, meaning the long distance best friends, low maintenance friendships, but especially the long distance best friends, and for me, majority of mine, I did meet prior to college, even prior to high school. So these bitches know me, you know what I mean? I truly feel like long distance best friends are so crucial to adulthood because they connect you to home or other parts of your life. So 3 out of the 4 of the best friends that I listed, which you can have more than one and more than 5 best friends, but specifically my long distance best friends, 2 of them live in Arizona, which I wasn't born there, but I did spend majority of my life there. One currently lives in Michigan, but she's an Arizona bitch, you know what I mean? We met in Arizona. And the other one I met in Florida, she was my big, if anyone was in Greek life, she was my big, and we are still so close to this day. They all just connect me to a certain memorable and just really important time in my life, and I think that is so important to have people like that, that can ground you and just, you know, remind you of who you are, because especially in your 20s, it's confusing as fuck out here. I probably say that in every single episode because it's the truth and it's my truth and I'm living my truth. And your 20s are hard as fuck. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. They're so fun. It's your time to be selfish, but it's so hard. It's so confusing. You don't know what you're doing is right. And honestly, I don't know if that progresses with age, if when you get 30, if boom, everything makes sense. I really don't. I'm hoping so, but if you're 30 listening to this, please don't burst my bubble and say that it does not get easier or it doesn't start to make more sense. Maybe you just kind of, you know, get so used to the bullshit and that's why it feels better, but I've heard from so many people that your 30s are better than your 20s and that the 30s are the new 20s, so I hope they mean it in the sense of things start to get better. The beauty of long-distance best friends and low-maintenance friendships are they can be miles away from you. I'm talking like hundreds of miles away across the fucking world, but they can still ground you. What I mean by this is like you get a text from them and you haven't heard from them in a while, even if it hasn't, if it's been a few hours. It's like you know that it's someone that loves you and someone that you love. It's almost like getting a text from someone in your family that you love. Like I'm very close with my parents, so when I get a text from them, it's kind of like the same way of getting a text from my best friend. It's like when you're so far away from them, it just reminds you that you are loved and that people love you and you are wanted and people care about you and people are thinking about you. Me personally, with living so far away from my friends and my family, social media and texting and phone calls are so important and crucial to grounding myself and centering myself and making me feel like myself, if that makes sense. You know that you have such a great long distance or low maintenance friendship when you can go months, days, but most likely months, maybe even years without seeing each other. And when you guys connect, maybe even it's not even just seeing each other, but not talking to each other. And when you guys talk, text, call, see each other in person, it feels like no time has passed. And that is such a beautiful thing because you know that your connection, your soul tie is so strong that no amount of distance, no time, no nothing is ever going to damage or hinder or drive a wedge in between you guys. And I think that is so beautiful because there are so many people in the world that are extremely needy. There are so many people that you need to tend to, whether if it's a partner, a child, maybe someone in your family that is struggling with their health, a coworker, a job. There are so many demanding things in this world. Fuck, even bills, paying for food, feeding yourself, taking care of yourself. As you grow up, there are so many things that start to just become so demanding of your time that when you are able to connect with someone that you love and just lifts you up and fills your bucket, fills your cup, when you are able to just know that that connection is going to be there and you don't have to try to be someone or give in extra effort to show up for them, it is truly a beautiful thing. Low maintenance friendships are so essential. They're so crucial. Majority of my best friends, if not all of my, especially my long distance best friends, are very low maintenance friendships. And even though I could talk to most of them every single day, all day long, I know that they're not going to get upset with me if I haven't responded back to their texts or their Snapchat or haven't opened up a TikTok link that they sent me. I know that they know that I love them and they know that I know that they love me. You know what I'm trying to say. They know that I love them and I know that they love me. And at the end of the day, we know that we'll always be there for each other, no matter what. Social media is so helpful with this, like I just said. Especially when you're a long distance from most people in your life that you love, being able to connect in such a way and share photos and just keep up with each other's lives, it's so beautiful. I know people say there are so many harmful things about social media, but it's truly just allowing such a crazy connection. And maybe that's where it can be dangerous, is just connecting with strangers and over-connecting, over-sharing and stuff, but it is such a beautiful and helpful tool in situations like this. One thing I really love about my best friends are that we can have one conversation on iMessage, like texting, a different conversation on Instagram DMs, another conversation on Snapchat, and an entirely different conversation on TikTok. It's just so funny how we have so many different ways that we relate to each other and understand each other, and it's like, usually texting or Snapchat will be like a more serious conversation going on. Like, we might be divulging and spilling the absolute tea on those. But then on Instagram and TikTok, we're sending each other the funniest fucking videos or saddest, most heart-wrenching videos. And it's just, it just gives us so many ways to talk and communicate. And I love it. The one thing about having a long-distance best friend, or even a low-maintenance best friend, even if they live close to you or if they live far, is that insecurities can creep in about feeling like you're going to be replaced. Like, maybe you don't see your best friend a lot, and you see them posting with someone, and it's only human, it's only natural to have feelings like that, but just know that there's nothing that anyone could do that can replace you. And if they're truly your best friend, you will always feel that with them. That connection will always be there. Someone else joining their life isn't going to take away from your guys' friendship, because it's not like you guys are lovers, you know what I mean? Like, where you only have one partner, assuming you're monogamous. But there's nothing that one friend can bring to your life that is going to diminish what another friend can bring to your life, because they're not you. And that's the beauty of it. You are you. You are unique. Everyone is unique. Everyone brings something different to the table. Something that I do to, you know, really keep the connection with my friends and just stay in connection and contact with them is I love sending voice memos. When I see that my best friend has sent me a voice memo, or they're FaceTiming me, or I open up Snapchat and I see 10 plus Snapchat videos, I know that shit is about to go down, and I just press play and tune in like it's a podcast or a movie. And it's just great. It's like having that tea time or that gossip sesh where you know what I'm talking about, where it's you and your best friend and maybe you're at dinner just spilling the tea, dropping first and last names, you know, full government names, and you know that shit is going down and you are just catching up with your best friend and it just feels like time stops. Yeah. Well, when you're long-distance best friends, the next best thing is FaceTimes, voice memos, Snapchat videos, and, you know, you gotta work with what you have in that moment. the times that you do see each other, it really reminds you to cherish the moments that you do spend together and the memories that you have already made together. I have so many amazing memories with all my best friends, obviously, but especially my long distance best friends, the low maintenance friends. There are so many different ways that you can, you know, not like keep the friendship alive, because friendship shouldn't have to be kept alive, you know? I mean, obviously you need to put in the effort and, you know, like respond to them when you can and reach out and let them know that you love them, say happy birthday, things like that. Show up when it matters. But even just reminiscing over the memories and fun times that you guys have had, that's just a really fun way to, you know, stay connected. And it is so healing when you finally get to see each other again. It is, like I said, you can just feel like no time has passed, even if it's been years. It can feel like no time has been passed when you finally see each other, when you give each other a hug. And I know people always joke about, oh, when you and your best friend aren't the hugging type. But, you know, when you finally get to see each other and you're in each other's presence, and it's just, it feels like a natural high. That is the best way to explain it. The giggles are giggling. The girlies are giggling. You are the moment. You guys are having so much fun together. And like I said, it just feels like time stops. Talking to your best friends, especially your long distance best friends, like I said, is such a form of self-care and helps you connect to yourself. So for me, like I said, one of my best friends that is long distance, she is my big in my, from my time in Greek life, in my sorority, and she really just connects me to that time in my life, and I love it. It's like a feeling of nostalgia. We have so many things that we can joke about that I can't necessarily joke about or connect with my other best friends that I met in Arizona, but they have so many memories and stories of me from elementary school, middle school, high school, even when I would come back to visit when I was on break from college. We have so many beautiful and fun memories and things that we can just joke about, and they connect me back to that time in my life when, not that I was a different Natalie, but when I was in a different stage of life, and they're, you know, they knew me from that time. They saw me go through the hard times that maybe other best friends didn't see. And it's like they watch you grow. And that is the beautiful thing about long distance best friends, is you get to watch them grow from a distance and you just get to root them on and cheer them on. And it is such a beautiful thing to know where they started, know where you met them from, and to just see where they are now and just watch them grow. I really do think it is so beautiful, and you should always want to be in your best friend's corner and just hyping them up and cheering them on. I did find a few quotes, obviously, about long distance best friends, and I wanted to share them with you guys because I thought they were so cute and beautiful. So here's the first one by Munya Khan. I hope I'm saying that right, but I'm probably not. Oceans separate lands, not souls. And that is so true. Like I said earlier, having that soul tie, that connection with someone, is something that is so beautiful and something that no one can take away. No time, no distance, no other friends that come into your life. Even if you get a partner, there's nothing that distance can do to harm a connection. There's nothing that anything can do to harm a connection that you have, unless, say, that person breaks your trust or breaks your heart. That is obviously how you can, you know, break that soul tie. But I truly believe that there is not many things that can break a connection that you have with someone. And actually, something that is so beautiful, I had two best friends, one literally from the day that I moved to Arizona, basically, and one of my best friends from college, that both of us did have a little bit of a falling out, you know, time, other people, things that just caused our friendship to be a little rocky. But after a few years of healing and just growth, we're now friends again. And I absolutely love it, because it feels like that connection is still there. That soul tie is still there. And even though we had a bumpy path, that was our journey. And now we are back into that close feelingness again. And I love it. It's something that's so beautiful. Human connection is something that every single person needs and craves, whether if they know it or not. And here's the other quote. I don't know who it came from, but it was from Pinterest, so. But your best friend is still your best friend, even from half a world away. Distance can't sever that connection. Best friends are the kind of people who survive anything. When best friends see each other again after being separated by half a world and more miles than you think you can bear, you pick up right where you left off. After all, that's what best friends do. I truly feel like that is just the overarching theme of this episode and even just this topic in general, is that is the beauty of these specific types of friendships. There are so many different types of friendships out there, and all of them are so important and crucial to how you form as, you know, a child, a teenager, and an adult. They're all so important and crucial to your journey and to your story, and they all serve a purpose. But these long distance best friends, the low maintenance friendships, where you just know that they will always be there. Obviously, as we grow up, you know, you don't have as much time to give to each other. You don't have as much energy to give to each other. But when you get together, it feels like no time has passed. And that is one of the most beautiful things in the world. Like, I could get emotional just thinking about it, because there are so many times where I could have felt like I wasn't being a good enough friend to one of my friends. But I know that they would never feel that way. Even if they did for a split moment, I know it's not something that they would ever hold on to or hold a grudge over. Not every single long distance best friendship or low maintenance friendship is, you know, going to be like another, but there is always such a purpose in friendships. And even if you guys have a falling off for a little bit and reconnect, that does not diminish the love and connection and, you know, the memories and everything that you guys have had together. Things happen, shit happens, life happens. No one is perfect. So I just want to remind you guys that if you are in a situation like this and you have long distance best friends, always know that, first of all, it's a two-way street. If you ever get upset and feel like, I don't know, like you're being replaced or something, communication is key. Communication is key with any type of relationship, but especially the long distance ones where you're not seeing each other every day, every week, every weekend, going out together. So I definitely encourage you to, if you have a long distance best friend or even a low maintenance friendship, every day, every week, you know, send them a text saying like, I love you. I'm so grateful for our friendship, for our connection. If you don't use social media, maybe try to do a weekly FaceTime just to like catch up, even if it's just for 5 to 10 minutes. Send them voice memos instead of text. Like if you have a story to text them, send a voice memo and they can hear your voice and feel like, I don't know, maybe like you're in the other room. Try to find ways that can, you know, amp up the relationship that you guys already have. Because at the end of the day, when we leave this earth, we don't bring anything with us. We don't, you know, not our cars, not our phones, not any money, which is, that is something that, you know, everyone's always like, I want to have a bigger savings account. I want to have more money. At the end of the day, when you die, none of that money goes with you. It all stays here. It goes back to the bank or whoever the fuck it goes back to. I don't know. What really matters, and when you're, you know, in your last days, I don't mean to get morbid, but this is just the truth. The connections that you made, the relationships that you have, how you treated people, the effort and energy that you gave into things, that is going to be what matters, and that is going to be what follows you, and that's going to be your legacy. That's going to be how people remember you, how you treated them, how you made them feel. So I strongly recommend that if you have these people in your life, especially these long-distance friendships, make sure they know that you love them. I'm not saying that you need to have a call with them every single day, because, you know, that's draining. I get so drained from calls. But even just sending them a text, maybe even writing them a letter, that would be so fucking cute, would it not? Just letting them know that you love them, that you care, that you're there for them. That no matter what, no matter the months, the days, the years, whatever goes by, you will always love them. You will always stand by them. And I know that most of, if not all, my long distance best friends are going to be in my wedding. I have no idea how many people I want in my wedding, but I know it will be these people that have been there with me through thick and thin, watched me grow, watched me fail, watched me fall on my ass, watched me succeed. And they're always rooting me on. So I think that's where I'm going to end today's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's topic, and I hope that it resonated with at least a few of you, because I know some people are lucky enough to, you know, still be living next to all their best friends and be able to do girls' nights and stuff, but please just never neglect or forget your long-distance besties, your low-maintenance friendships, because at the end of the day, those are always going to be the people that are rallying for you. Not the people that are just going out with you because you guys go to the same club every single weekend. Not the people who only want to go out to dinner. Not the people who only want to get shit-faced. Not the people who only want to, you know, feel like they're an energy suck, which those are so, like, those friends are so fun to have. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to cut them off, but you know what I mean. Make sure to take care of the people that you love. Let them know that you love them, that you're there for them. And I will always be doing the same. So thank you guys again so much for tuning in. I love you so much. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. And if you would, pretty please leave a rating and review. It helps out so much, guys. I am just so thankful for each and every single one of you. And if you want to connect, my personal Instagram, TikTok, and the podcast Instagram will be in the episode details. But the podcast is It's Naptime Podcast on Instagram. Go give her a follow. It's always so fun and popping over there. And if you have any story time requests, Q&As, you know, just suggestions, whatever, want to say hey, feel free to use the Google form that is in the episode details. And I will talk to you next week. I love you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. Bye.